This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
It's 9-11 on the Thursday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. We're live on stage at Jacoby Symphony Hall, which I've never actually been on stage. It's really exciting with the Jacksonville Symphony in the 75th season. Saturday's performance of Take 6. Tickets still available at jacksymphony.org. Sunday, if you've got kids into music, this is a must-see. The Children's Music Festival. And tickets are just $8 for a kid. $18 will get you as an adult and your child through the door. Imagine lunch. Imagine a visit to Starbucks. I mean, $18 is very cheap and affordable to be able to get your kids in the door Sunday here and enjoy the love of music. And if you go to jacksymphony.org, you can get those tickets for Children's Music Festival. And part of the wonderful ensemble and the musicians of the Jacksonville Symphony is a trio of percussionists led by Stephen Merrill, the principal. Why don't you introduce us to the other gentlemen who are to your left, please?
Oh, all right. Well, I'm Steve, and this is Mr. Kevin Gary to my left.
Good morning.
And Mr. Joel Panion to his left.
Hello.
Thank you all for being here. So you are, Steve, the principal. Does that mean like you're the senior leader of this group?
Essentially, yeah. Uh-huh.
Most tenured?
No. Kevin would be our most tenured member of the percussion section.
How many years, Kevin?
32.
32 of the 75 years you have been here. What got you involved?
In the Jacksonville Symphony? In music. In my hometown back in 75, someone started a fife and drum corps. So my first real music experience was meeting once or twice a week as a fourth grader, learning how to play the drums to get ready to march for the bicentennial.
Wow. And then the connection here with the Jacksonville Symphony, how was that made?
They advertised an audition back in I sound like such an old man. Back in 1993, and I was down in Miami Beach in a training orchestra with Michael Tilson Thomas, and I was looking for an opportunity to once I left the program. So I took that audition and won it.
Wow! Congratulations!
Thank
and now
you.
All these years later, do you still get the goosebumps when you come out on stage, or is it kind of old hat for you?
It's a little of both. I love playing the classical repertoire. My colleagues will tell you that I get a little grumpy when we have to play a particular tune for the 2,000th time, but they remind me that the audience may not have heard it yet. So,
Joel, does he get grumpy?
That puts me in my place.
I don't know if grumpy is the best word to put it. He gets feisty.
Feisty, okay. All right. How long have you been with the Jacksonville Symphony?
I've been here for 12 years.
Wow.
I think it's my 12th season. Yeah, I started in 2012, if that math is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're pretty close to 13, then into 2025.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. And Steve, how about you? How many years now?
About the same. Joel and I started really close to the same time. I think this is my 13th or 14th season.
What do you most look forward to throughout the course of the year? And as the year is progressing, now we're into spring, and I think Steven said maybe only 11 weeks left, which is hard to believe, but what else is on the horizon that you all are most looking forward to?
I think one of the answers probably for all three of us is just our concert next week, where we're playing The Rite of Spring by Igor Stravinsky, which is definitely just one of my favorite pieces of classical music, and something we get to play a lot of loud stuff and just have a lot of fun. I'm doing a lot of tam-tam playing on it, and I got to scrape the tam-tam, so I need to go to Lowe's and find a bunch of screws of different thread lengths and sizes and figure that kind of stuff out. So it's a fun piece. I'm looking forward to that next week.
Yeah, there's a lot of times when we go to a hardware store, we're not buying stuff for its intended purposes, and someone will be like, can we help you? What do you need this for? Oh, I need to scrape it on this giant piece of metal. And they kind of look at you and are like, how long did they let you outside by yourself?
I usually say, I'm good, thank you, because it just takes too long to explain what I'm trying to build or do. Steve, you're going to need gloves, too, because I really tore my hand up last time we did Rite of Spring.
That's good to know. I didn't know it.
What? I mean, you're describing the lengths that you go to create the beautiful music here on stage. How? I mean, that is something that I never would have imagined. How much farther do you go to create what you're able to create from this stage?
Well, Kevin has a xylophone made out of glass bottles. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That required a lot of hydration on my part.
Non-alcoholic? Or,
and it was,
or
it's only, yeah, well, I'll take the fifth on that.
Okay.
But it's only been used twice, but it took me quite a while to get all the bottles and the bottles I could handle certain water levels to get the pitches. And it's been used twice, once at my college and here.
Yeah, we've used the bottles a lot, but just individually, yeah. But as a full chromatic instrument, yeah, I guess twice. And we use it since me and Joel have been here.
Yep. You all are going out into the schools as well?
Yeah, and actually this morning we have a performance here in the hall where, as you know, like a field trip, their students are getting on buses and coming here to the hall. That's what we're all set up here for this morning. It's a concert this morning. I think it's 300 to 400 students that'll be in the hall this morning for that.
Do you find that kids are most electrified by percussion? It seems to me that I was first electrified by seeing a marching band, for example, like you too, Kevin, maybe in a different way, but like, is that an electrifying experience for the youth?
I'd say so, probably. What do you guys think?
I've heard that when we go into the schools, that one of the number one requested ensembles is the percussion ensemble.
Yeah,
I would think so. And what I really like about when we do the shows here is just the fact that we have everything set up. I think part of what I like still so much about playing percussion is just looking at all the different instruments. And I think there's a very visual aspect. So I would hope a lot of the students and teachers would enjoy that. With hearing our performances.
Yeah, because it's not just one thing. I mean, the variety is greater than any other instrument or ensemble that you can have. And is that your message maybe to teachers out there, Steve, that like, hey, if you're looking for a child who wants, you know, I think of my middle school kid all the time, and she was like, saxophone, saxophone, saxophone. We're like, well, what about consider the oboe or consider one of these other ones? How do you try to engage with teachers about that to try to explore the depths and the variety that can come with percussion?
Yeah, well, I mean, it definitely has some of the most variety of any instrument. You know, basically every musical tradition in the world has some type of percussion element to it. I think the only other thing that you might find in kind of every other musical tradition is the voice, you know. And in percussion, it can be as simple as just banging on pots and pans. You know, that can become really fantastic music. We have a piece we play this morning that is just old drum heads. We each have a different side old drum head that we play on, and we have another piece where we just each play one wood block, which, believe it or not, that piece lasts about 5 minutes.
On one wood block?
Maybe it shouldn't. But
no, does. No. And Steve wrote it. That's Steve's piece.
That's mine. So trying to get as much mileage as we can out of, you know, single wood blocks. So, yeah, there's just a lot of variety in the things we do, which is one of the things that makes it a lot of fun.
I think there's also a camaraderie. I can see it in the three of you right now. So while you've got the variety, you've also got a camaraderie that comes with this.
Yeah. I'm glad you noticed that, because I think sections of the orchestra, there are sections where my colleagues can come to work, not talk to anybody to the left or right of them, get through the rehearsal, do the whole week, play a great concert and go home. But we have so much logistical things to deal with behind the orchestra. Not only do we have to communicate a lot, but it would be a really bad day at work if we didn't get along also while we were doing it.
Yeah. So you've got hundreds of kids coming here like in the 10 o'clock hour?
Yeah, 10:30.
Wow. Could we convince you maybe to do a little warm-up before we go to our commercial break?
Yeah,
would that
sure.
be okay?
Mm-hmm.
Would that be all right with you guys?
All
right, let's do this. All right, so we've got the principal, Steve Merrill. We've got Kevin Gary, and we've got Joel Panion, and they are headed over. And by the way, you can watch this in its entirety a little bit later this hour on YouTube and Facebook. But they're going to be performing, and I think it's going to be loud enough. I hope it's going to be loud enough, Christine, that we'll be able to hear it. But whenever you guys are ready, by all means, go right ahead on this Thursday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News, live at Jacoby Symphony Hall with the Jacksonville Symphony.